This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ooh. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Second edition of Funk Friday.
Ooh.
It went so well the first time. Let's just keep doing it forever. Thanks for being with us on a Friday. Hopefully everybody's morning is off to a good start. Lots to get to over the next 3 hours. Good morning to you, Randy.
What's happening, man? Yes, it is Friday. And as you said, it is Funk Friday. And hopefully this funky-ass rain goes away and we can have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful start to June. All right, because May did not bring – May brought more flowers. I mean, more showers.
Yeah, April showers brought more May showers.
Yeah, man.
So then June flowers, maybe.
I guess. I really guess, man. But, yeah, it is, it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun this weekend and everything like that. Not surprising outcome of last night's NBA game. Really?
No.
No. I don't think anybody was surprised.
No. A little disappointed just in terms of, like, the quality of the game.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of those.
Yeah.
Not so much in this series. This series is mostly giving you good finish.
There's been quite a few duds
throughout this NBA playoffs, and last night was one of them for sure.
There's been some duds. But the Braves have lost back-to-back series after winning so many consecutive series to get close to 500. But they did lose this series up there. Not all they lost. Huh?
It's not all they lost.
Yeah, that's right. I'm about to get there. Then you possibly lose your young, electric rookie pitcher, and AJ Smith Shaver, who, I mean, we were here when he got hit.
Yeah.
Right? So when he got hit, I thought that was why he was out. Then somebody's like, he got hit by a pitch. Like, yeah, but then something happened to his arm.
Yeah, it was funny because when we were doing, Dukes and Bell were coming in and we were going out, they were taking him out of the game, and it was like, I saw him got hit by a comebacker, but I didn't think they took him out, and it wasn't. So not only it wasn't just confusing because we weren't paying close attention to it, it was confusing anyway.
Yeah.
So AJ Smith-Shawver gets hit with a comebacker off of his Achilles or his ankle or whatever, and he stays in the game. And then the next pitch or the next batter, I don't know if it was the exact next pitch. I don't know if he threw one or two pitchers or how many it was, but something happened to his arm.
Yeah.
And Spencer Strider saw it. Strider's in the dugout like, there it is.
Yeah,
go get him.
Yep. I know that posture.
I know that reaction to when you throw a ball and it doesn't feel right. And he wanted to try to stay in the game, which, I mean, credit to him for being tough, but obviously they have to take precaution. He said he felt a pop in his elbow. Obviously, no details yet as far as what that is. We know he's on the 15-day IL. I think we'd all be surprised at this point if that's all it is. If it's it was just whatever, and then he's going to be back. Hopefully, that's what it is, but I'd be surprised if that is what it is. And then you got a couple of other guys banged up yesterday, too, in terms of, like, utility guys and backup guys. And, man.
It sucks, man.
Not great. Now, the Braves at least won the second game, and they hit the ball a lot.
They should have won this damn game.
Yes, they should.
Your best – I want to say you're one of your better relievers is in there.
He's your best reliever.
Yeah, to go in there.
Dave Bell's your best reliever.
And go in there and take care of business, Bunk, and gets the bases loaded. I still think that was a crap call because it hit his pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it didn't hit his.
There were multiple crap calls late in the first game yesterday.
Then you get bases loaded, and of all people in the world to be up there is Eli White. Now, that was not a strike.
It wasn't.
That was not a strike, but still. It was a weird situation because now Snicker comes out and says Ozzie stole on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there with the bad pitching and all those things, and you trick this game off. And I was in the car and I heard Carl, I forgot what they were talking to, and he was talking about today's Chris Sale, this second game. He's the stopper. He's the guy that stops the bleeding and everything like that. Then you're going against Wheeler, and he's dealing early. So you're like, oh, hell, this is going to be one of them things. And I was like, I'm sitting there looking like whoever pitches first is going to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
And damn it, if we didn't get to Wheeler. And I'm like, Andy, we were up 6-0. I was still like, this ain't good enough.
Yeah, come on. Pack a couple more on.
I was like, I saw Chris Sale was at like 99 at the 6. I was like, can you give me one more?
Because they're going to have to go to that bullpen.
Yes.
And who knows what might happen when you go to that bullpen.
There,
so, when Austin Riley hit that home run to make it 8-0, I was finally like, all right. Maybe we can relax a little bit, flip over to the basketball game a little more heavy. He's right about Chris Sale being the stopper. I looked it up this morning. I was like, because it just feels like when Sale's on the mound the last 2 years, okay, good. Like, this is a really good opportunity to win.
Right.
They're 15 games over 500 in Chris Sale starts dating back to the beginning of last year.
Right.
Okay, good. They're 13 games over 500 as a team over that stretch. So if they didn't have Chris Sale,
they would
be an under 500 baseball team over the last year and 50-plus games. So, I mean, first of all, thank God for Chris Sale.
Yes.
They also got him from the Red Sox for really nothing.
Right.
Like, that was really, you know, not a crazy trade. Now, at the time, we had no idea what it was going to be. It was like, all right, everybody knows Chris Sale, but, you know, this is kind of a bit of a long shot given what his injuries have been. And then, you know, once you get the guy, you start making arguments for him, and everyone's like, well, all of his injuries were kind of fluky. And it was like, all right, we'll see. They were. And he's been healthy. And he's been fantastic by and large. Got off to a little bit of a slow start this year, but they're still, I believe, 6-6 in the games that he's pitched. So, and he's got a 3-3 record. But yeah, man, thank goodness for him, because there's nobody else doing anything like that on this team right now.
No.
From a pitching standpoint or a hitting standpoint.
Yeah, man. And I mean, you got some timely hits yesterday. I mean, some guys we talked about yesterday as far as getting hits and everything. Michael Harris had a couple of hits yesterday.
Really, what a day.
Great freaking play at
what
the ball.
What a day.
He made two great plays yesterday just in the field. And we expect that Ozzie obviously keep continuing his hitting streak. We talked about, you know, Austin Riley getting it going. Mm-hmm. Big home run yesterday. Oh, Luke got in on it. 2-run single from Luke Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Williams.
Yep.
I mean, they got some good contribution. They were able to win that game yesterday. But, yeah, it's just, you know, why the hell are they going back to Boston? Didn't we just get from Boston?
Well, they're coming here.
Oh.
Yeah, they're coming here.
Oh, okay. At means at Boston. Okay, never mind. All right.
Oh, is the show sheet wrong?
I don't know. It says at Boston.
Well,
right,
yeah, well, yeah, you know. Abe's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah, I know. He's getting ready for the peach tree and
ABTL probably this weekend.
Yeah, and all those other things like that. So, yeah. Right, yeah, appreciate it, Abe. No problem. But I don't say that on purpose.
It says home series.
Yeah, I know that. But I just want to say it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
On the sheet.
All right, my bad.
That was it.
I'm just, because my mom gave us such a hard time earlier in the week. I'm just trying to.
She's still on this?
Well, I think it is. Yeah, I think we're on probation. Probationary period.
Come on, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, don't take all this joy. I mean, we have a joyous show, and it's fun and everything. You can't take everything from us. Yeah, you can't take it all from us. Please,
Mom. Anyway, Boston's coming to town Friday, Saturday, Sunday, tonight. You got Grant Holmes, Spencer Schwellenbach, and then Spencer Strider again. And, you know, you went up there and handled your business when you were in Boston. Hopefully you can do the same thing here. And, you know, it just kind of is what it is right now. I mean, they're three games under. They're kind of right around there. Until the offense really gets rolling. It was nice to see them score 9 runs in the second half of that doubleheader yesterday. Kind of feels like those have been so few and far between, but because they have. and once, you know, if the offense can get it going, I think that they can get on a hot streak. I still, you know, I have no doubt that the Braves are going to have a month or two, and obviously like a 2-week stretch where they get hot and win like 10 out of 12 or something like that. Like, that's coming.
Right.
It's just
waiting on it.
Yeah. And it's also just a matter of, okay, that's the extreme that way. You've had the extreme the other way. I mean, they lost 7 in a row to start, and they've kind of been up and down over the last couple of weeks. I mean, the Padres came in here last week on a 7-game losing streak, right? So, like, even good teams lose 7 in a row sometimes in the midst of a baseball season. The Braves just did it to start the year, so it felt way worse. They're going to have one of those stretches where they win 7, 8, 9, 10 games in a row because they're a talented team. It's just a matter of what's the middle? What's the mean? When you're not hot or you're not cold, when you're just normal.
Right.
How good are you at that point? And right now it feels like their normal isn't good enough to compete with teams like the Phillies and the Padres and some of these other teams that they're going to, if you have dreams of postseason baseball, which obviously we do, that's the expectation for the Braves. When you're measuring yourself against those teams, they're not there.
No, it's not. They're not up there with the upper echelon teams in the National League right now, but I think they have the talent to be there. You know, it's just more, they got to be, in the word we're going to just continue to use is being consistent. I mean, that is the most important thing with this squad right now. Obviously, we talked already about losing a guy like A.J. Smith-Sharver, so that means Bryce Elder has a, you know, continue to, you know, because he was pitching well before.
Yeah, which is a good thing to be able to go back to him.
He didn't get sent down because he wasn't pitching.
No, he got sent down because A.J. Smith-Shaver was pitching
and
better.
And then they brought back
Spencer Strider.
And so that's always something that you can look into and everything like that. They still have the issue with closer. He just can't go clean.
No, they do.
I know he just can't be clean. It's just one of the things where I'm just working on stuff. This ain't spring training, bro.
No, I mean, at this point, it's. Yeah. I think we're beyond you know, is he whatever? Yeah. He's not the same guy right now.
Yeah, man.
Is he going to get back to being that guy? You can hope, because he's going to be out there. Like, they're going to put him. He's their closer, so he's going to be in save situations. But there's nothing indicating to me right now that he's that guy anymore.
Yeah. I mean, just can't just have us, you know, just sit back and just chill. You just gotta be like, here this guy goes.
No, because he's
– here he goes.
Like, he literally can't.
Here he goes.
In order to have one of those innings, you have to be able to get guys out.
Yeah.
And he can't.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you got – but this it's not even a high-leverage moment.
No, it wasn't. It was 9-2.
You know what I mean? Like
– but because, I mean, it's not the pressure that's bothering him. I don't think he's, like, stressed out. He's got hundreds of saves in his life.
I want him to be stressed out, Andy.
But it's not the
I need him to be stressed.
But it's not the high-leverage one-run game that's causing Iglesias to struggle. It's that he can't throw the pitches that he's trying to throw.
I understand. That's what I said.
Something physical is wrong. I know it's wrong or whatever.
Is something physical?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to go with the more mental aspect.
No, his slider doesn't slide.
If it's something physical, his ass don't need to be out there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Now, the slider not sliding, is that physical or is that like your ass just lost it?
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
This is like that Kirk Cousins thing last year. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But the guy's not the same. Like, I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
And I've seen him before.
Yeah.
And he's not the same guy. The fastball's close, but the slider's not working.
Not
and that's
sliding.
His out pitch. He's given up 6 home runs on it this year already. He hadn't given up 2 home runs on it in the previous 4 years combined. Like, his slider was the out pitch, and now it is getting hit out of the ballpark.
Yes. So it is an out pitch.
He's not the same guy.
Out of the park pitch,
like,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe he'll get it together, but we're 50 games into the season, and he looks like trash.
The biggest gripe I had yesterday, who told this dude that was a home run?
Who?
Did we see the one that went foul? Okay, now, I'm sitting there like cussing and mad, and I'm yelling for the Phillies.
Okay.
All they right, played their home run music, so maybe I'm thinking that's what
okay.
it was.
He got tricked by the ballpark.
Oh, I guess okay. so.
I don't know. I'm sitting there like, that is nowhere near fair. I'm not even in the ballpark, and his ass just trots all the way around and everything like that. And hold on. That don't look right.
He just wanted a jog.
He wanted to get loose or something. So, I mean, that's all I thought. He trying to get loose because there's no way in hell that was a home run. But yet they played the music because, yeah, whatever. You know, we were still smacking that behind. But, yeah, that was the most confusing part about the game. That and then, obviously, Ozzie just doing his own thing. I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, and again, that's something that has popped up quite a few times in the first couple months of this season is just kind of base running decision making. It's like, what are we doing?
That wasn't the call.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe is it one of the things where you trust your player enough that you feel something? I'm sure Ronald stole plenty of bases without somebody telling him to.
Probably most of them.
Yeah. So
a lot of those guys have.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm not even going to even trip on it.
That's not the same thing as the Eli White thing from last weekend.
Man, there's nothing.
But it's still just like – these things also are more glaring when
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You are what the Braves are.
Yes.
Like razor-thin margin every single game, but... Yeah, it's frustrating how often stuff like that is showing up and being causes or at least like leading to causes of losses. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. Braves split the doubleheader yesterday against the Phillies. Atlanta United's got a game this weekend. The Eastern Conference Finals continue on. Talk about all that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.